Hey there, welcome to this execution plan titled How to Get Your Website Done. Our guest instructor for this execution plan is Jill Anderson, and Jill's target market is people like us, freelance professionals, creative professionals who are good at what they do, but they have a hard time getting their website up and designing something that's going to connect with their target audience. She works with all types of creatives. And because she really understands our world, I wanted to bring her on so she could give her perspective on how to actually do this and how to finally tackle this project, which seems to be one of those things that we as creatives tend to put off. So we're going to cover everything from where you should get started, website pages that you're going to need, as well as some optional ones to consider. We're going to talk about writing your content, how to go about doing that, creating and gathering other elements that maybe you haven't thought about including in your website, designing your website, different platforms to consider, pros and cons of each, and then what to do before you go live. Now, a couple of quick things before we get started. First of all, please understand that this is a huge topic. What we've tried to do here is not give you everything you'll need, because that will actually work against you. If we covered every possible thing you'd need to create a website, first of all, I think it'd be impossible because of all the different ways you could do this. But if we try to tackle that, it wouldn't be an execution plan. It would be a full out, basically, training course. And that's what we're trying to avoid. We're trying to keep these execution plans short and sweet because we want you to consume them quickly and start taking action right away. And if we gave you too much, we would actually be doing you a disservice. So that's the first thing to keep in mind. This is not meant to be extremely comprehensive. This is really meant to get you started and get you going and keep you moving. The second thing I wanted to point out is the fact that we had some audio trouble for this session. And unfortunately, we realized it much later. And essentially, it has to do with two things. On my end, my system didn't recognize my mic. So unfortunately, my computer's built-in mic took over and I didn't realize it until it was way too late. So my audio is not the quality that you're used to getting from me, like what you're listening to right now. On Jill's end, the audio wasn't perfect either. I thought about reaching out to her and just doing this whole thing all over again, but I felt that what we had was so good, I didn't want to try to do that. And I think this is actually good enough. You know, I think you have enough of what you need here that hopefully you won't let the audio get in your way. So I want to first apologize for the fact that this is not the audio quality you're used to getting, but I really think that this is going to help you. If this has been an issue for you, this is really going to help you get started, get your website done this year, get it done quickly and without the typical obstacles that many freelance professionals face. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to this month's execution plan. I'm really excited about what we have in store for you because this is something that we all have to do, and it's something that I get asked about quite frequently. We haven't addressed yet, and it's about creating a powerful website for your freelance business. Our guest instructor today is Jill Anderson, and Jill is just the ideal person to be talking about this today. She is a web designer and developer who partners with designers, copywriters, and agencies on their websites and on their client sites. So she's one of us. Like, she gets us. She works with us. She understands what we're coming from. She understands what we need. And she's very passionate about crafting beautiful and innovative WordPress websites that are focused on clear positioning and positive user experiences. So Jill, welcome. It's so great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's kind of start big picture here. You know, the website issue is one that it doesn't matter where you are as a creative professional, whether you're new or you're established, it creates a lot of stress and it's so challenging for so many people. Why is the process of either creating a new site or revamping your site such a challenge?
I mean, as creatives, I think we can get hung up on perfection and having like the best thing ever. And so it can be hard to, you know, sit back and think like, all right, what am I going to do for myself here? It's also like the case of the cobbler's shoes, you know, like we spend so much time doing great work for our clients. And then when we actually have to do it for ourselves, it can be definitely be a challenge.
It certainly can. I can't tell you how many people come to me and said, this shouldn't be this hard. In fact, I'm embarrassed that I can't do this for myself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a challenge a lot of folks face.
In terms of budget, let's talk, because I know there's many different ways you could go about this, but just someone who's thinking about going through this process, how much time and money should someone budget for a project like this, whether it's a new site or a complete overhaul?
Yeah, that's a good question. And the answer is it really depends. you know, it's kind of like buying a new car. You have all kinds of ranges of what you're looking for. So like on the low end, if somebody's going to do this whole thing themselves, they can probably buy a WordPress theme, you know, for $20 or $50. And then just purchase some web hosting, which is could be $5 a month. And be set. On the high end, websites can run in the tens of thousands. In the middle end, which is where I like to be, my packages are about 4,000 or 5,000.
Gotcha. Okay. So it really runs the gamut. It really depends on what you're looking for, but that at least gives us an idea of what you should be thinking about. Because many people come to me and they're not really sure. So in terms of first steps, to start digging in a little deeper here, what should someone start doing if they're looking to build or revamp their website? You know, it seems like such an overwhelming project. Where does this process start? What's the first step?
First step is definitely to define your positioning. So you want to know who you are, what you do, and why it matters. You have to get really clear about what it is that you do so that you can present it in a great way, and people can engage with your site and really understand how you can help them.
Now, do you think this is something that people should do concurrently as they're working on their design and their website, or do you really feel this is kind of its own thing?
It's its own thing. I don't think you should think about design at all at this point. When you're first starting, it's really about getting your message together, working on your content and figuring out what you're going to say before you ever think about what it's going to look like.
And by the way, I should kind of plug this in here right now. So we have a whole execution plan on positioning. So, if you haven't gone through that, then definitely do that. And I like what you're saying. So you're right. Why get into all this other stuff if you haven't really defined the most important thing?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So getting clear on your positioning, that's number one. What else should you consider as first steps?
You also have to know who your competitors are. And I know a lot of people get kind of squidgy about competitors because, that's no fun. And, other people are going to take our jobs. But it's really about, who else are your prospects considering hiring? Are there other people in your area, or it could be nationally? What other folks are people looking at? Because your site is going to need to stand out from them. So you really need to know what else is out there that people are looking at.
So let's say that I am a copywriter and I work, like in my case, for software companies. I mean, there could be a million of us out there, and there's not, but there are probably literally hundreds of other copywriters who focus on the software market. So like, how deep should you go? Should I just kind of get a general feel? Should I just focus on just two or three? Because I'm not with competitors. I think with creative professionals, we're not running many times into the same people over and over again. It's like, it's a huge market. So how far do you go when you're exploring?
I think that depends on, you know, the specific person and their specific market. But you know, you want to, I wouldn't say you go like super deep and know like 100 different competitors, but you probably want a good handful of other folks that you know, are doing the same type of work as you for the same type of people.
Okay. Now, let's just say that in my case, because as I'm thinking through this, I think I would probably find maybe a dozen, right? And yeah, that would probably give me, I think, a good enough sample size. What am I looking for? What am I looking for? Okay, I got a dozen sites of different competitors, even though I may have not run into them before. What am I looking for when I look at their websites?
Well, what are they saying on their site? You know, what are their specific goals or things that they're trying to accomplish? What are their unique selling propositions? You know, what makes them so special? You know, because I think if you take every single creative that does similar work and put them together, there's going to be differences. It could be service offerings, it could be their approach, you know, amount of experience, who they work with. So you're really looking at you know, what everyone else is doing, so that you know that you're, you know, in the right realm of how your site's going to be.
And I'm curious if I'm that makes perfect sense. If I were, how do I kind of streamline this? Is there something you do or you encourage your clients to do in terms of keeping some notes? Do you have like maybe a sheet with different columns and, you know, for different ideas or different aspects? Or is it just kind of a random brain dump?
I'd say, you know, more of a random brain dump. You know, you want to start with, you can just ask your current clients or prospects, you know, who else are you considering for this project, and kind of have a list of, you know, other people they've said, or, you know, if you've lost out on a project, I think there's nothing wrong with asking like, well, who was it awarded to? Just so you can kind of keep a running tally of these people. The other large part is Googling your competitor. So like, if, what would your prospects type into Google when they were looking for you? You know, is it a specific location? You know, I get a lot of traffic from people who Google Atlanta WordPress developer. So when I'm in the process of redoing my own site, so I'm looking at, well, who else comes up for Atlanta WordPress developer? Because those would be competitors as well.
Gotcha. That makes sense. That kind of narrows down your field, right? Because if I said software copywriter, that's massive. But if I maybe said Atlanta software copywriter, or maybe in some of the sectors within software that I do a lot of work in and not the location, that might give me more direct potential competitors. Now,
yeah.
In I guess then to go one step deeper is once you find those, as you're looking at the way they're positioning themselves, the way they're talking about their services, their style, their approach.
Kind of all of that.
Do you keep notes on all of this? You know, because I know when I've done this before, I kind of keep like, okay, competitor one, I like this, I like this, I didn't like this, I thought this was a mistake, I thought that was a mistake.
Yeah, notes are great, you know, however you want to structure it, you know, looking at what you like, but that's a good point, looking at what you don't like. That can be, I know with my own clients when we're doing website design, you know, I'm always asking them like, well, what do you not like about this site, you know, if we're looking at something, so that you know how you can make yours better.